Oh, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Busy week for you. Do you like that? Busy week for you guys.
Oh, I see what you've done there.
I was reading yesterday on the Daily Mercury's website that there's been a new species of bee found in Yungala.
Well, it's been rediscovered. So the PhD candidate, James Story, was actually up there and he found a bee that for 100 years was thought to have been extinct. But he's using his knowledge and insight into all things insects, I guess. He's found this elusive bee, which is the equivalent to the Tasmanian tiger, with a very complicated sounding scientific name. but it hadn't been seen since 1923. So it's really quite exciting what he's found up there.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if it's quite exciting because we've seen photos of this particular bee. Not only does it have a stinger, it has pincers there as well.
It can
attack you from both sides.
Look, if Australia wasn't dangerous enough as it is and overseas people are reading your website, they're going to go, what, another animal I have to dodge? What is this?
Well, it does look like a pretty mean creature. It actually looks something like something out of a superhero movie.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to mess with it. But my understanding is they're quite a small animal. So, you know, if you run fast enough, you'll be able to get away.
How on earth do people come across this? Like, are you just sitting in the bush and see this ant? You're like, oh, I haven't seen that one before. It must be or are you searching for it? Like, I don't understand how that happens. Maybe we should get that guy on the phone and ask him. But
well, he's come in with his own strategy. So he knows to look for red plants and flowers and that kind of thing. So he's up there and he's found it in the flywheel tree and the Illawarra flame tree. So he knows his stuff and he knew exactly where to look and he's found it.
There you go. Hey?
Good on him.
Well, it's home. It's made a good home in Yungala, I can tell you that. It's not too shabby up there. But from Yungala to the big development happening at here in Mackay.
East Point, yeah.
Yeah. The one of the first lots in the East Point development, which is the Dunes Harbour Beach down there near the Mackay Harbour, it's actually sold. So the Shoal Point family is making the move across into the $250 million development, which has been in progress for a number of years now, but it's coming to fruition and, you know, big promises of the future for that in terms of tourism and cafe and dining precincts and opening up Mackay's coastline again as well. So,
I wonder if they're going to have a brewery there, Tara.
Well, that is the hope.
You have been asking for this for a while.
Every
now.
Week we talk to Tara, brewery comes up somewhere. So I thought I'll beat you to it today.
Well, look, I do want one by the water. So I thought, you know, Pioneer River, but I will take a beachside brewery if that's what I can get. You know, I'm easily pleased, guys.
Like a Rodney Rood song.
let's not even get into that. You can read those stories a whole lot more on the website, dailymercury.com.au. Thanks for joining us this morning, Tara. Have a great weekend, hey?
Thanks, guys. It was a pleasure.
All right. Top today around 30 degrees, a little bit of wind and rain around Mackaywood Sundays today.